Hello, everybody. I am DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you for joining me. This is Film Session Look Ahead, presented by American Family Insurance. We got a great game this weekend. Two top quarterbacks, but also I want to talk to you about a couple things that the Green Bay Packers do well, and then some things that maybe the Falcons can exploit in this game. Let's get into some things that we can exploit here right off the bat here. The Green Bay Packers love to play man coverage on the outside. They love to get up. They love to play this bump and run kind of defense here. But here's Dez Bryant. Pay attention. Dez Bryant is here. He's going to be equivalent to what Julio is going to be in our ball game, where they're going to want to double. They're going to want to trouble team sometimes here. All right, so what they're going to do is they're going to bring this blitz off this corner, but they're going to play man coverage all the way else around the board. They're going to run this in cut here. The safety is going to get way over the top here, so there's going to be a lot of room to make inside here. And that's where I think the Falcons can exploit the Green Bay Packers, is in the middle. Guys like Hardy, guys like Sanu, guys like Hooper are going to make big plays in this game, because they're going to be man-to-man coverage. And there's going to be double team on Julio, trying to take him out of the game, so you're going to have chances to make big plays over the middle. The play gets started. I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. Here's the blitz off the edge. Now, here's Dez Bryant. Look at the safety. He's already cheated over. Look how much field you have inside here to work for. Maybe it's Hardy, maybe it's Sanu, maybe it's Hooper. Here's the tight end, Jason Wynn, who's going to come out of it on man coverage. But watch the gaping hole that they had to throw this football into. Look how much separation there is between this defensive back, the safety who's coming across, and this receiver coming across. Double team on the outside. You see he's coming open at the bottom. But you have so much feel in here to work with if you're on the inside when they're playing this man coverage. It's going to be really paramount that the guys on the inside really win, especially when you have these one-on-one man coverage. They're going to want to bring blitzes. They're going to want to get the ball out of Matt Ryan's hand. But if you can win those one-on-one matchups, there are big plays that can be made, especially in the middle of the field. So expect some of that to be exploited by the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, we just saw something that we can exploit on the defense side of the ball. Let's talk about what we can exploit on the offensive side of the ball. Aaron Rodgers, yes, we know. He can be elusive. I talked about it in film session earlier that he can really extend plays and make a lot of plays outside the pocket. But I'm going to show you how the Dallas Cowboys did a good job of rushing him, but also having some type of zone or eyes on him when they rush him, especially so he can't get outside the pocket. Now, this particular play, they're going to have – they have what's called a three-down front. So here's your down lineman here. One lineman, two linemen, there's your third lineman there. They're all down line, but they also have three linebackers who are aggressive, who are speedy. They bring in a nickel cornerback here. They also have an outside linebacker here to rush as well. They're going to bring the blitz off this edge and also going to rush this guy here. They're going to drop him in coverage, drop him in coverage. He's going to come down and he's going to cover this receiver one-on-one, and he's going to cover him. He's going to have that outside receiver. But the one thing I want you to pay attention to is when they drop in the coverage, they keep their eyes on Aaron Rodgers. They also create that wall around him so he can't get up in the pocket, he can't get around. But then they also keep eyes on him in the secondary. That's going to be paramount, because when you rush Aaron Rodgers, you got to make sure that he can't see, so that if it's man coverage, he knows I can't get rid of the ball. Or if it's zone, I can find a usual way to get an outlet for him. So as I watched as the play gets started, here comes the blitz off the edge. And now look at the wall he has. All eyes are really looking inside. Look, his head is inside. His eyes are looking inside. He's in bail technique down here, but his eyes are still at the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers wants to get rid of the football, but here's that weak side blitz they have coming off the strong side, actually, excuse me. And he comes off the strong side. They create this wall around Aaron Rodgers. Pushing another pocket right here in the middle, keeping the containment off the edge with a fast pass rusher, and then you keep containment here. Eyes on him. Eyes in the backfield, safety in the middle of the field, looking at the quarterback. This is, I think, the perfect way to rush Aaron Rodgers. You end up getting the sack. Because you create that wall, there was nowhere for Aaron Rodgers to run, nowhere for him to step up in the pocket. He couldn't create anything. This is how you rush Aaron Rodgers. Make sure you get eyes on him, but also you got to watch him on the back end. Thank you guys for joining me. Hope you guys got something from the look ahead on this Green Bay Packers team. This has been Film Session, presented by American Family Insurance. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. See you next time.